From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Germany and Austria are welcoming thousands of migrants within their borders. Most of the migrants have opted to seek refuge in Germany. An estimated 8,000 are expected to arrive by day's end. German officials have said they will accept as many as 800,000 asylum seekers this year. European Union countries have been divided amid an unprecedented migrant influx. Thailand's move toward a return to democratic rule stalled Sunday when the military-backed legislature rejected a proposed new constitution. The National Reform Council rejected the proposed charter by a vote of 135 to 105, with 7 members abstaining. The junta will now form a new committee that will have 6 months to write a new constitution, which must be approved by the legislature before it goes to a referendum. That means elections will likely not occur until sometime in 2017. Guatemala is holding general elections today. The vote comes in the wake of a corruption scandal that triggered the resignation of President Otto Perez Molina late last week. Sunday's presidential, congressional, and municipal elections are for a 4-year term to begin in 2016. Until then, Vice President Alejandro Maldonado will lead Guatemala. South Sudan's rebel leader says his group will ratify the recent signed peace agreement on Tuesday. A former vice president, Riek Machar, told VOA he is committed to the full implementation of the agreement, but he said he has petitioned mediators and regional leaders about the government's violations of the agreement. This is VOA News. A new wave of Saudi-led airstrikes targeted Houthi positions in Yemen's capital on Sunday. Jets bombed Houthi military positions and Yemeni air bases in Sana'a. The bombardment followed a Houthi attack on Friday that killed more than 60 ground troops from the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, and Yemen. Those troops were supporting forces loyal to exiled President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi in the province of Marib. U.S. lawmakers later this week will return to Washington after a month-long recess. Recent days have seen a flurry of senators announce their position on the international nuclear accord with Iran. Michael Bowman takes a look.
Like many Democrats, Senator Chris Coons is not wildly enthusiastic about the Iran nuclear deal.
Frankly, this is not the agreement that I had hoped for.
But like most Democrats, Coons supports it anyway. In recent days, 5 other Democratic senators issued similar statements of support despite misgivings. Given unified Republican opposition to the accord, all eyes are on the remaining handful of Democratic senators yet to announce. Already, there is ample backing to sustain President Barack Obama's promised veto of a resolution of disapproval from Congress. Michael Bowman, Washington.
10 people are reported dead and an unknown number missing after a charter fishing boat capsized off the southeastern coast of South Korea Saturday night. The South Korean Coast Guard says the 9-ton boat was found Sunday morning near the resort island of Jeju, hours after it had left the nearby island of Chuja and lost radio contact. The Coast Guard says 3 people have been rescued and flown to a nearby hospital. Finance ministers and central bank chiefs from the group of 20 leading economies say global growth is slower than they had expected, but they are confident that worldwide economic recovery will gain momentum. In the final communique of a 2-day meeting in the Turkish capital Ankara, top finance officials from the G20 nations promised to take decisive action to keep the economic recovery going. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko said the ceasefire in eastern Ukraine held this past week. Poroshenko says no Ukrainian soldier was killed in combat over the last 7 days. That's the first time that's happened since the Western Brokered Agreement was signed in February. The search continues Sunday for a former Tajikistan minister. He is accused of initiating a gunfight that left nearly 2 dozen people dead, including some of the country's police. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.